And time now for us to head to the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, where joining us on the line is Bills' newest fullback, two-time Pro Bowler Pat DeMarco, who is probably all wrapped up in March Madness right about now.
Should be.
As his South Carolina Gamecocks have done the unexpected. Mm-hmm. They are through to the Sweet 16, first time in school history they have gotten this far in the tournament. Pat, are you waving the crimson and black proudly today?
Oh, man, we actually put the flag out yesterday afternoon hanging outside the house here in Atlanta, and we're loud and proud.
And I'm sorry, it's garnet and black. It's garnet, not crimson. It's garnet and black.
Pat, I have to really thank you and your school because I have a lot of Duke friends. Now, first of all, at the same time, I want to thank you guys. You did kind of mess up my bracket, but I'm still in good shape.
You're in
but
really
I have
good
a
shape.
Lot of I have a lot of friends who are Duke fans, and they talk. They just talk smack like all the time, right? So to see South Carolina beat them last night was the best thing. It was the best thing in the world. It really made my weekend.
Oh, man, the coolest thing was, so there's always an ongoing battle between who's the real Carolina, North Carolina or South Carolina. And watching people, watching North Carolina fans in Greenville, South Carolina, cheering on the Gamecocks was probably the only time a unified Carolina was truly there. So it was pretty cool to see everybody rooting on the Gamecocks.
I don't know if you saw this on the television, but there was a shot of the stands when, you know, Carolina was going on that run and they were staying ahead of Duke. They weren't letting them climb back into it. There is a fan in the stands wearing a North Carolina Tar Heels jersey, and I've never seen a guy happier to be rooting for South Carolina than he was. He's high-fiving this South Carolina fan next to him. I mean, it was like Carolina Harmony to see Duke go down. It was really something to see. But my question to you, Pat, is, you know, when you were on campus playing there, what is, you know, the cross-sport support like on campus? I don't think a lot of NFL fans and Bills fans here in particular really can grasp the level of support that maybe, you know, football has for basketball and basketball has for, you know, whatever the primary spring sport might be at that school. Can you just maybe shed some light on the level of support that maybe in your instance at South Carolina was like?
Oh, man, just, you know, what it all comes down to is like how tough, you know, cross sports work. So when football season's and going on, you have basketball guys training and just kind of seeing them cross over a training table or at study hall, you kind of see the work that they're putting in during their off season. It's just a respect thing. And once, you know, football season ended and we were able to go to Colonial Life, and Carolina actually had two good seasons when I was there playing football on the basketball court. We upset Florida, we upset Kentucky, and those were both games that I were at. So it was pretty cool just to see, and now watching them win two in a row in the NCAA tournament. It's the first time in 13 years that they've made it to the tournament.
Yeah,
first win ever, first ever back-to-back wins. I mean, just a bunch of firsts going on. So a lot of excitement in Columbia, South Carolina right now.
That's good, man. And like I said, man, thank you. I guess we can get into some football talk now. So first of all, welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you.
Where are your emotions and everything right now after signing the contract and knowing that you're going to be coming up here to Buffalo?
Oh, I'm so excited. It's like a fullback's dream to sign with the leading rushing team over the last 2 years. So I'm extremely blessed. I'm so excited to block for him. He's just been a playmaker since the day he stepped on a field in the NFL. And Mike Gillisley is a young guy who's, you know, showed some really awesome stuff on tape. And then you got a third threat in Tyrod and also with Mike Tolbert there now. So it's like a fullback's dream being there. And, you know, I'm excited to play in front of his fan base and get things turned around in Buffalo.
How much of a scheme carryover do you see here, just based on the conversations you've had with coaches and the like here? You know, there's a tie between the Shanahan family and the Kubiaks. So, you know, you've got Rick Dennison here, who comes from that Kubiak coaching tree, and quite frankly has worked with Mike Shanahan also back to their days in Denver, you know, when you guys had Kyle in Atlanta. So do you see some carryover, some similarities that'll help you hit the ground running when you get here in terms of getting acclimated to this scheme?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of carryover, which is going to be helpful for me. But also, you know, I've always been such a student of the game that, you know, and any new thing I can pick up and learn, which is just going to further my game, the better. And what I'm hoping is to bring some of that to Buffalo and help transition some of the younger guys or the guys who are having a tough time picking up the scheme and really kind of jumpstarting them and helping them any way I can.
Hey, Patrick, you know, I tell these guys all the time, I know you're a fullback, but wide receivers are the ones that really put the fans in the stadium.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Now, you're known as a guy who really can catch the ball out of the backfield. Do you really want to be a receiver? Be honest with me.
I'll tell you what, when I line up in the slot in an empty formation, I feel like a true athlete. So, you know, if my opportunity is called, run a quick slant route or a slant return or something, and I'm considered a playmaker, so give me the ball in space and see what I can do.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, and here's the thing that I want to try to get from you, Pat, is that, you know, when you go into free agency and, you know, a lot of people are going to talk to you about a lot of different things, and some of it comes off as genuine, and some of it makes you wonder a little bit, like, is he just telling me what I want to hear because they want me there, or is this guy giving it to me straight? And to a man, you know, everybody that's signed here through the free agent period has just been nothing but impressed with how genuine Coach McDermott is. Was there some, maybe if you can just give us something that you came away with from your initial conversations with Coach that stuck with you and said, I can play for this guy?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had some carryover playing against him at Carolina for a few years, and what an incredible defense they've had, and just, I've met Luke and I've met Thomas Davis and several guys in that defense, and they couldn't speak highly enough about Coach McDermott. So that was kind of the first thing. And then when I sat down on my visit and met with him in his office, you know, he asked me how the off season was going. But the coolest thing was the first thing he sat down and he said, "Pat, tell me about you. Tell me about your family. I see that you're married and I see you have a 1 year old, and kind of, you know, tell me about your family and your kind of how you came up and everything like that." And I was just completely knocked off my feet. It wasn't football. It wasn't about last season. It wasn't about our battles these last few years while I've been in Atlanta, but it was about my family. And I was just kind of blown away. And that just kind of stands for, I think the man he is and just the character he's trying to bring to Buffalo. And just, you know, just to get that from your first impression was pretty incredible.
And then the last one I've got for you, you know, training wise, it starts to ramp back up now for a lot of you guys. And your season was longer than most, mm-hmm. So you were probably taking at least half of February, if not more, to rest your body. Where are you in terms of ramping things back up, training wise, and what are you doing like at this point in the off season to be ready, knowing that veteran minicamp is just about a month away, less than a month away?
Yeah, so I took about a week and a half, 2 weeks off after the Super Bowl, and just, it was massage, it was chiropractor, it was yoga, it was stuff to try to kind of lube my body back up and get ready for training. And from then on out, me and my wife and son have been traveling a little bit just to get away from football and enjoy some downtime. But you know, Monday through Friday, it's we're going back to work, and I'm training at a place here in Atlanta, which I've trained at the last 3 years, Ryan Golden's gym, and I'm doing 4 days a week, 4 days a week weights, 3 days a week speed training, and 1 day a week of Pilates. So, I'm hoping to show up in Buffalo in tip top shape and ready to show the Bills Mafia what I got.
That sounds good. So, listen, Patrick, thanks very much for the time joining us here today. Good luck to your Gamecocks. They've got Baylor up next. I think it's a Friday game. They're going to be up at Madison Square Garden. That's going to be a thrill for those kids, I'll tell you.
It will be.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you, though, I'm rooting against South Carolina this
what?
Week.
Oh, man.
Got to be honest with you.
At least
I'm being honest with you, man.
He's still on the phone.
Hey, you know what? At least I didn't say it after you hung up the phone.
Yeah,
you know?
All right.
So
okay.
I'm genuine. I'm just as genuine as Coach McDermott.
All right, well, Patrick, yeah. We look forward to seeing you up here in the not-too-distant future. In the meantime, stay healthy, get strong, and we look forward to seeing you up here in uniform.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, Patrick DeMarco, Bills Pro Bowl fullback. signing in free agency just over a week ago, joining us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline.